See, what does it do for you guys when you see a guy like Brandon Browner throwing wide receivers around at the scrimmage, like at line of scrimmage, like he did today?
That's part of intimidation. You know, he's had that whenever he was in Seattle, and then, you know, even before that. I mean, that's his style of play. And you know, whenever as a guy you're watching, you're a receiver and you're watching film, and you see him ragdolling guys around and, you know, choking guys out at the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's intimidation. That's, you strike fear into him. So, you know, that's definitely a trait that he's had, and he's definitely using it.
Is there a fine line between being physical and maybe doing a little bit too much against some of these guys that your offensive teammates out there?
I mean, that's how he practices. You don't see him or Revis not jamming or not stopping on stuff. You don't see Tom throwing interceptions. So, I mean, that's part of their craft, and you practice how you play. So, obviously, if that's how you practice, that's how you practice. And he's done it on the field, so I don't see why there's a problem.
It seems like you mentioned the word fun. It seems like you, Jamie, and Jerron, especially as a group, flying around, a lot of enthusiasm here early in practice. Like, you know that there's the potential for something special with our group.
Most definitely. And, I mean, I said it before, you know, it's all about having fun. When you have fun, you can go out there, you can fly around. I mean, something's going to happen. You know, you never know. You might be in that cutback lane to make that ball pop out. You might be around for a tip pass to intercept it. You know, you never know. So, it's just more about having fun, you know, not letting it just be all about work, you know. So, whenever you're out there and you're having fun, you have enthusiasm, it's contagious.
How's the communication been between the linebackers? Bill talked today about just how important it is for everybody to be on the same page. So how has it been so far with Jerron back and you guys out there?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, you know, he knows the defense better than I think anybody here. But it's very important, you know, to have communication with all the checks that we have. So, you know, if one guy hesitates or makes the wrong check, you know, there's one hole in the defense and that can make a big play. So I feel like we've been doing a pretty good job of communication, but I mean, it's always room for improvement.
Looks like you're having some success out there in the one-on-one drills. You ready to get out there and play on the edge a little bit?
Whatever they ask me to do, whenever it has anything to do with whether it's rushing or covering or whatever it is, I'm trying to take everything head on. You never know what can happen during the season. Might have to cover more, might have to rush more, blitz more, two gap, whatever it is. So I'm trying to take everything on, you know, head on, and trying to get as much work in everything as I can.
What's your mentality out there in the one-on-one drills?
To win. You got to win one-on-one matchups, and that's something that's a staple on this defense. Whenever you got guys like Vince, Will Fork, and, you know, Tommy Kelly and Mayo, guys that's going to demand that double team, and you got that one-on-one, whether it's run or pass, you got to be able to win that one-on-one. So that's what I'm always thinking whenever I'm out there.